All right. Cheers, everybody. Oh, cell phone put away right at the top of the show. Well, thanks for listening again. I'm Peter. Across from me is Alec.
Hey, everybody.
And new to the show, Sarah.
Hello.
Sitting next to me. Just some housekeeping up top here. Don't forget to keep sending us your emails about your horrible, horrible life problems. Still pretty low number of emails, which is bullshit because I know you have horrible lives. If you're listening to this show, you are not mover, shaker, moneymaker, none of that shit.
You don't rhyme.
No, yeah, you don't even rhyme those things. You're not even a mover, a rounder, cash, getter. I can't remember what the other thing was.
Shaker.
Fuck. All right. You're nothing. That's what I'm saying. Everyone listening to this is nothing. So send us your issues, your problems. HelpfulSnowman.com, Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman, Twitter.com/HelpfulSnowman, although fucking... I don't know why people are using Twitter, but they are.
Nobody's twatted you yet?
No. Well, not...
I think it's twitted. Is it twitted?
Oh, it's twatted.
I think it's tweeted. Tweeting.
Tweeted?
It's not...
You know what it is? It's wasting your fucking time. That's what it primarily is, I think.
I actually genuinely don't know how you tweet. I mean, do you start on the computer and then you get it on your cell phone?
You can do both. So, I have my phone. I can send a message to Twitter. It's posted on my Twitter. And if someone tweets me back, I can set it to have it go to my phone. Or if someone tweets to me, it can go to my phone or not.
Okay. So a lot of people at work can get the tweets of the Ashton Kutcher heads ups of like, hey, still fucking Demi Moore.
Yeah. Still like famous. If you were real still into tweeting, you could just get them all on your fucking phone all day. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why you would because it's all just shit like getting on Delta Airlines now.
Baking cookies.
Yeah. I guess it would be good if someone you knew was in the hospital. You
could
be like,
my shoelace.
Grandma's dead.
Yeah.
160 characters or less. I guess you could be like, sorry, grandma's dead.
I wouldn't mind getting one every day, actually, that's grandma's alive. And then the day it doesn't come, I know something's wrong.
That's true.
Well, the one guy got a show out of it.
The shit my dad says. Yeah.
Yeah, it started on Twitter and it ended up being a TV show.
You know what, though? I'm going to come out as fuck that guy because his dad is the guy who did all the work. He said all
he
the funny shit.
It.
This guy just transcribed it.
That'd be like me being like, oh, my friend has a fucking hilarious podcast and blog called Helpful Snowman. And then I'm the one who gets...
You get all the credit.
I get the show.
Yeah.
Helpful Snowman on NBC.
That's how you're getting so much action at bars. You tell them that you're me. And it works out really great.
No. I'm the funny one on the podcast.
Yeah.
And they're like, his brother? And I'm like, no, the other funny one. His girlfriend?
No. Oh, yeah. After that.
Just say yes after a while.
Yeah. Like, his girlfriend.
Whichever one of those, yeah.
I don't know if I'd get a lot of action after if they were like, you're his girlfriend? I'm like, yep. So you want to go back to my place?
Who's not his girlfriend today? Well, I did get a different email I'd like to talk about, if you guys have a moment.
Nope.
Of course.
So in my personal and professional life, from time to time, I try and find some books, right? So
right.
I was looking for this book, out of print, nobody's got it, Amazon, ABE books, all that shit. So I did track down a blog where it was talking about the book and then told like three local bookstores that had it.
Local meaning a blog from
It was
Colorado.
From LA or something.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, off chance, I'll email the bookstores because the blog was like 2 years old. But I was like, I'll just email those bookstores. They had it at one time. Maybe they have one or know how to get one.
That's reasonable.
So I email. One is like, oh, you know, we're so, so sorry we didn't... Oh, I'll read it to you.
Just give us...
Hi, Peter. We're so, so... Okay. Hi, Peter! Exclamation point. Unfortunately, we don't have any more of the book in stock. Thanks for checking with us anyway, and please let me know if you have any other questions or concerns. Good luck locating the book. Best, Ray.
That was nice of Ray.
Yeah. R-A-E, by the way, not like Ray from Ghostbusters.
So Ray, a black girl, not Ray.
Not Ray.
A black guy.
Ray Stantz.
Yeah.
No, that's Winston.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's make sure we've got all our Ghostbusters in a line before we can go making statements.
You got Bill Murray, the tall guy with the glasses, the black one, and Dan Aykroyd.
Right.
So only two of them get names.
The glasses guy and the black people aren't real.
Egon, Winston, Ray, and Peter Venkman.
What are their last names besides Peter Venkman?
Winston Zeddemore, Egon Spangler, and Ray Stantz. Moving
wow.
on. I'm going to put away my Ghostbusters file.
I just want to point out, just in case it didn't get picked up on the mic, that Peter just resettled the two papers that he has.
Which are stapled.
They're stapled together, but he still had to make his point of us moving on.
That's my power move. If someone's in my office, I'll be like, well, I'll have to look into that.
Shovel some papers. Yeah,
whatever. Then they kind of know that.
Immediately turn around and leave.
Get the fuck out.
His office is so small, though, they're still just standing right by him, but he's not looking at him anymore.
You know what's horrible, too, is like there's my desk and then another half of an office, and it's divided by a table. And it goes about two-thirds across the room, so it leaves this like little gangway to go from one half of the office to the other. So if someone comes to me, they get to choose between awkwardly standing on the far side of the table and being like, hey! Hey! What are you doing? Could you help? And then the other option is to get right on the other side, right in my face. And then they realize, but then they lean back on the table, but that's almost worse.
So then it's sexy.
Yeah,
then
they're in your like face when they're like, hey.
Hey, Peter.
It's like the way you would lean up against a car when you were trying to be like, ooh, yeah, look at all this stuff I got on the front of my body. Okay.
I often want people to look at all the stuff I've got on the front of my body.
Okay, so let me read you my email, and okay, then I'll read you this other response. Howdy. I've been on the prowl for a book that I haven't had much luck finding. The book is called Help Yourself by Patrick DeWitt. I know it's a long shot, but I saw your store listed as carrying it at one point. Any chance you still have a copy? Best, me, my email.
Right. Okay, that sounds
reasonable.
Good. Oh, totally.
If you're working at a fucking bookstore.
I'd laugh at the howdy.
Right.
I'd be like, this guy is, you
that's
know,
my little, you know, take you off guard. Right,
right. Howdy. But
break the ice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, you're on the prowl for a book, so I know you're a librarian or a child molester.
I'm serious. Those are the only two groups that prowl.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But no, that was fine.
Okay, so that doesn't seem crazy to you?
No.
That doesn't seem like something a crazy person would say?
No, it seems reasonable.
Okay. Hang on, keep talking for a second.
Okay.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
Enjoying
pretty
the podcast?
Yeah.
Far?
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. I'm excited to hear what this email says.
I know. I'm hoping it's like, fuck you. I hope it's a really like negative. Like, not only do we not have the book.
Not like, have a good day, sir, but we don't have it.
It's going to be in British.
Yeah.
Up yours.
We're pretty British here.
That sounded pretty nice. Okay.
I'm back.
All right.
So, nice email. Whatever. Here is the response from Family Bookstore Los Angeles. If you are in the Los Angeles area or ever in there, I'm not going to incite violence against them, but do violence on them. Okay?
Yes, yeah, so we've got...
So here's the here was their response.
Okay.
No caps. Almost no punctuation except a comma, which is in the wrong place, even though there were two possible good places for it. Right. Here's the entirety of the response. No greeting. No nothing. Sold out, comma, long ago, bud.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
I know.
You know?
Bud.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's because he said howdy.
It's the bud.
Yep.
It well, okay.
Bud.
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 Chief.
Sport.
Sport. Tiger.
Tiger is another one.
Badass. What are these fucking things? Big guy.
Big guy for me.
That's
I was
a
just
good
gonna
one.
Bring that one up. No, it's not.
Well, here's the thing.
Don't use that. Helpful snowman fucking... Helpful snowman-ish thing of the day. Sorry, I swore I'm going to work on that on the podcast. Don't call fat guys big guy. Don't call people that are overweight big guy.
But
hurtful.
I'll tell you what else is bad. Calling little guys big guy. That's just the same because you're
That's
basically
true.
Just saying, you know, yeah, you're real fucking threatening. Yeah,
look at you, tiny fuck.
So
don't call anyone big guy is what we decided?
No, ever.
Okay.
And how fucking stupid is that? Why would you need to add bud?
I know.
All you had to do
Long
was type
ago,
less
bud.
Words. You could have just said sold out. I would have been happier.
Right.
That's it's still annoying.
You're an asshole, but
yeah,
no.
So fuck you, Family Bookstore. If anyone wants to email them with their questions about maybe why they have to fucking add dumb shit on the end, I'm not telling you to email and harass them.
But if you do.
But if you did of your own accord, that's really none of my concern. And if their email was contact@familylosangeles.com, that would be something you could do nice for me. Not nice for me, for yourself and the world.
For everyone.
This is all
and
hypothetical.
It's not really related to me.
All hypothetical.
Yeah.
Thanks, bud.
Not really.
So anyway, I thought if you guys wanted, maybe what we could do real quick.
Okay.
Is I don't know if this has ever been done before, live letter writing on the radio.
Oh, this is going to be exciting.
But maybe what we could do is write them a physical letter.
You actually
want to
send the...
Yeah. I'll fold up the original correspondence and put it in there, and then send them a letter.
I like that.
A little fuck you letter.
Okay.
So
how do you
on Batman paper? I think yeah. that really.
Well, I think this will attract them and trick them into thinking it's like this is the only
hey
paper
guys.
I have.
I love your
You don't even have to put howdy now that there's a Batman symbol at the top of the paper.
Okay.
Now you have to be all professional.
So I'm
going to
put,
dear sirs,
not howdy.
Nice.
Not howdy.
All right.
First of all, I would like to
point
out.
That's a good start. First of all, okay, talk slower.
First of
Not that
all.
Slow.
I would like to point out.
I'll just write big and crazy. It'll be just as fun that way.
Your misuse of punctuation.
Nice.
Point out. Your
Ooh, that does look like a serial killer writing.
Shit. Use.
Use.
Of punk.
And.
Period.
Punked.
And I'll put an arrow by that and say, notice.
My abbreve.
I period. Used a period. Period.
Please refer to. Edited copy of your email.
Please see.
It's not edited.
Well, if he edits it,
oh, are you going to edit it with the correct
you should,
email?
With, like, red.
Oh, that's a good idea. Put some marks on it. See me after class. You know what I got that was a good one? In chemistry class, like every time we took a test, it would have red, 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 red. And then at the top, it'd be like a frowning face, and it would just say, ouch, with an exclamation point.
What teacher
top?
Put
Like
ouch!
Big.
Yeah.
That was
God. You're fucking dumb,
Russ Gorham. I know that was a hard one to take for me as a child.
Well, especially science. That's not easy for anyone.
Everyone else is getting stickers,
smiley faces, and gold stars.
Just,
you're getting
ouch. You suck. Really, you really suck at this.
That's like faux sympathy. That's like, oh, it's gotta hurt to be so fucking dumb.
That's how I felt. It wasn't very genuine.
Right.
I think he was. You know,
yeah, he's screwing with
sitting
you.
At home like, oh, ouch, burn. It's like he was narrating a video of like dirt bikes going crashing into a garage or something, not grading a chemistry test.
What percentage of teachers grading at home do you think were drunk and or on other substances?
Oh, what's the percent for all?
That'd be 100.
100%, 110.
Yeah, yep.
That's why you did so bad on your chemistry test.
That's true. You did great.
Listen, I don't
he was
know.
Drunk. He's like, ouch, I'm drunk.
Chemistry. He was, I swear to God, we had this test and it was like, draw how a nuclear reactor works.
Like a nuclear reactor?
Yeah.
Did you put little Russian men running away? Explosions? Mutants?
Great. I tried to draw stuff I remembered from The Simpsons, and that's as close as I was
Mr.
like,
Burns
there's a big fucking tower. I know that. Maybe even two with an atom symbol on it, so you know what it is.
Homer Simpson there, smiling.
Well, how come?
Jeff Beer?
Yeah. Why would we be doing that? I don't understand what the point is.
How drawing that is teaching you chemistry?
Yeah.
Well, it was an art class, too.
Well, you know what's disappointing, if I remember? This is a science lesson. As far as I remember, nuclear power is just really hot nuclear rods going into water, which makes steam, which powers a turbine.
Notice the...
Sure.
Yeah. Complete.
Yes.
Okay, but why would you need to do... You can just fucking do that with a waterfall. Why do you need to, like, we better get all this dangerous material and all this shit?
Here's the thing. I bet what you remember is totally wrong, and so we're going to talk about how, oh, you're absolutely right. That's bullshit. People who are listening that know about nuclear power are going to be like,
yeah,
fucking dummy.
Our nuclear scientist listeners.
No. Please send us in.
Any questions you have?
If you have a question about your workstation or a safety procedure at your
Let
at
us
your
know.
Plant,
I can draw you a picture of what you're doing wrong.
We'll figure it out, guys. We could do this together. Okay. Well, that's enough of this letter.
Read it back one more time. Read it maniacally.
Okay. Not howdy. First of all, I would like to point out your shit's use of
more maniacal
punked. Notice I used a period. Please see enclosed email.
For
oh wait,
corrections?
Chief.
Nice.
Period.
And then chief fuckface.
Then you have to say ouch.
Bud. How can I say I don't approve, but better?
Do not approve.
I dislike.
Disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Imagine your dad is some guy with lots of smarts. Who's the smartest guy on TV? Real proper. Like Mr. Bean, but not an idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly opposite.
Okay, the guy from fucking Kirk Star Cameron. Trek.
Which one?
Captain Bald.
James? Oh, Jean-Luc Picard.
Okay. Yeah, not James. So your dad is Jean-Luc Picard.
Awesome.
And
I don't know who any of these people are.
He's Professor X from the X-Men movies.
The guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't remember the cripple. You're like, oh, he's handicapped.
You know what? At least I pay attention to them.
I just push them downstairs.
I'm just like, excuse me.
Even if they're not near stairs, I actually grab their... I say, excuse me, as I turn them and push them down the stairs. Confusing and painful.
Well, their lives are that way anyway. I don't know.
Confusing and painful?
Can you guys answer me this question?
We just lost our nuclear physicist listeners and our handicapped.
Handicapped might be a crowd, because what the fuck are they doing all day?
What I meant was, Peter apologizes, first of all, and we mean handicapable.
Let me ask you guys this. Is this a problem? Like, a guy's in a wheelchair, he has no feeling in his legs. If you just stab a knife in his leg, is that a problem?
Well, when he bleeds out, and then after the wound gets infected, and then he has to get it taken off, but not at the time.
Okay, but he gets it taken off. He didn't even have a work use of it before,
he
right?
He probably is holding out hope that one day... Yeah. He's one of those guys who's like, one in 20 day. Years...
There I was, listening to a fucking podcast, and I was healed.
No, I don't mean by the power of your voice, Peter David Dirk.
Listen
I mean
to my science. Voice. Oh, science. Oh, okay. Like a nuclear rod or something like that.
That's just steam power, dumbass.
You can do that by waterfall.
Yeah, can we just steam power these?
That's what I heard. One of my smart friends just told me.
Cripples under the waterfall.
And then they'll heal?
Yeah. Nuclear.
Or drown.
So it's like the opposite of a witch's, where they're like, if she floats, she's not a witch. We'll be like, if they float.
Either way, the problem is resolved, I think. Which is, you know, them...
Basically, we love cripples.
Well, they keep all these bad bumper sticker companies in business. Have you guys ever seen a wheelchair and it's got a bunch of bumper stickers on it? But they're never good.
No, I...
They're never anything I would endorse, ever. They're like, oh, I miss my wife, but my aim's improving, or shit like that.
I'd rather be fishing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she doesn't live with stairs, because... Your aim will never be good enough to go around a staircase.
You know the sad part about that? The wife left him after he got crippled. He literally misses his wife. Then he just adds a little joke at the end.
You know what, though? What if she wanted to leave him before? Like, she was going to break up with him, and then he got crippled.
You know, it might be a little awkward to talk about this in front of my girlfriend, but I think we need to talk about my ex.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's call her Laura?
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, she's a nice girl.
Nice, yeah.
Like to bake pies. A little older. She was really... Wanted to settle down.
We're like,
she had some proclivities that would have surprised you, though.
She was like, you know, she would be like, hey, do you guys want to come out and have like a snack? Like go out, you know, and have a beer, but it was a snack or something. It was so weird.
She put Chex Mix in like bowls. She was like a grandmother, actually. She was a very nice grandmother. And since I don't want to fuck or date grandmothers, mine or others, except for Peter's, she's hot. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to end it. Right after I ended the relationship, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And I mean right after. Like a week.
2 weeks. Pretty close.
So Peter and I talked about how close of a call that was, because when your girlfriend's like, I need to talk to you, I've got big news. And I'm like, oh, God, good. I got to talk to you.
Yeah, you go first.
You go first. You're ready to break up with her. And then she's like, I've got a brain tumor. And you're like, then this won't hurt nearly as much.
Yeah.
How the hell do you end a relationship? You have to be like, what I was going to tell you is I support you and love you. Would you like to have a snack?
Yeah.
I'll pour the Chex Mix in a bowl. Yeah. I got it this time, dear.
Yeah,
you
all,
just rest.
It's all me. I'll bake that apple pie. So I was really happy, not that she got a brain tumor. I felt very bad for her about that, but that I ended it before that came up.
Did you keep in touch with her afterwards?
No, rarely. It was one of those things where you probably talk once and then you see her again 4 months later, and you're like, how's the brain tumor? Very awkward. Like, do you bring it up? You haven't spoken in 4 months.
How's that brain going? Still
I see you're still alive.
Yeah.
Still
tumor. I notice you don't have any sort of weird mummy wrap on your head, so maybe things are okay.
You got all your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a wig. It looks nice.
Have you moved on to that stage where you're going to, like, Taiwan for weird alternative therapies that are just sort of a last holdout? Yeah. No?
Paying
good.
$20,000 to be in that sweat lodge in Arkansas. Yeah.
That'll fix it.
Sweating. Oh, colonoscopies. Not colonoscopies. Cleansing. I always wondered about that when people are like,
yeah.
"Oh, when you're just
drink
unhealthy
that juice.
Because
you have poop where poop comes from."
Everybody else in the world poops, including athletes and Olympic gold medalists. But you're just unhealthy because you poop.
Well, I don't understand too.
You have poop buildup.
Yeah, that's what they think.
Well, that's what. Yeah, they're like, drink this drink, and you won't believe what comes out of you. But I would say, I get the same effect if I just eat like a pound of pulled pork.
Oh my God.
And then crazy stuff comes out. And how surprised are you supposed to be?
For me, hot salsa from Alberto's. And right. I'm like, oh, there's a.
You guys can write a diet book about
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot sauce and pulled pork. Salsa. A diet.
P. Find David Dirk and S. Alexander Stumbaugh. MDs.
Yeah, find that would be good.
Will you endorse it on the back? I ate hot salsa and I was shitting blood for a week.
I feel great now. After the two trips to the hospital.
We'll dedicate, at the beginning. So that'll be the blurb on the front of the book. And then the first page dedicated to Sarah Tolles. Yeah. She will be missed. Have your birth and death date.
Client 2011 to 2011. And even the last part of 2011, she wasn't really coherent and around or anything like that.
But her colon was clean.
Oh, it was
beautiful. Yeah.
You could eat off of that.
We could have transplanted it to someone if that was even a fucking thing we did.
Colon transplants.
Well, I don't get who. I mean, what percent of people is like, oh, you know what? He was fine, but his intestines and stuff and his colon were the first thing to go.
People who get colon cancer.
Okay, but
but
above
awkward.
That, you got like lung cancer, AIDS, fucking every
above
brain
that.
Cancer.
That would be worse. The part who have AIDS win. If
heart
you're like,
failure.
Oh, I've got penile cancer. Like, listen, fucker.
It would be the same as if you were like, okay, inject this shit into your blood. It pumps through your heart and it'll shoot out weird looking blood, and then you're cleansed. You're better, right? What's the difference?
I don't think we're following you.
Okay, so you drink. Let's just pretend this can. Well, no, you're supposed to cleanse because then that gets toxins out,
right?
And then
that's quote unquote supposed to prevent it.
Okay, so I inject some shit into my blood. It goes through my heart. It cleanses my heart, and now I don't get heart disease or whatever.
Well, if you drink a glass of red wine a day.
Oh, that's true. So I should just put wine in my ass.
No, actually,
cleanse out my colon.
Did you guys hear about what happened? Okay, so there's this woman who got charged with manslaughter.
It's always a woman, huh?
Like, twice the time.
Long silent pause. Yeah, like, yes, I don't know.
Those goddamn women. Hi, baby.
Always
I say
with
to my
the...
girlfriend sitting next to me.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Always with the stories and the news. I don't know.
They're not having babies or...
Or they are.
Anyway, so having this woman... Many. She got charged with manslaughter because she put two wine bottles directly into her husband's rectum, like through...
Wait, the bottles or the contents?
No, that's fair. No, completely.
Like,
No.
I'd be like, well, that does seem dangerous.
No. So he got... I don't know the position. It wasn't in the paper. I don't... All fours, I'm betting. Maybe on a comfortable pillow. Maybe a throw rug.
Sure.
Maybe it was one of those bear rugs.
You know what I bet
wanna...
it was? It was that Liberator wedge thing. You seen that? It's like,
I haven't.
It's like a foam... triangle. Have you seen that movie Burn After Reading?
No.
Yes.
You know that thing George Clooney was carrying around?
Yeah.
It's supposed to make sex positions easier somehow.
It's like
I'm
for
not
pregnant
really...
people also, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the same thing. It's just a foam wedge.
Okay.
So you could
basically.
Be sort of in doggy style position, but also laying
but
down.
More like inclined and like, that sounds like a very nice, I'm going to look into this. After
you know what
the
it's like, it looks like something from a school gym though. It's not very...
You would think
sexy.
That you were like exercising on it. You'd be like, check it out, baby. And she's like, we're going to play dodgeball after this?
Well, I don't know. It's like bright blue. It'd be like if you bought a sex swing, but it was like a Dora the Explorer sex swing or something like that. It doesn't
flowers
look right.
On it.
Yeah. Or like a weird, Transformers movie tie-in sex swing or something.
Got a Spider-Man sex swing, baby.
Yeah. Oh, grow
my Mary
the fuck
Jane.
Up. Yeah. Spider-Man sex swings are for little kids who use sex swings, okay? Grow up.
Only Peter would know.
Yeah. Well,
because
I was exploring early.
He prevents forest fires and children. All right,
and
so
your story.
I prevent children, that's true.
So, anyway, the contents of the two bottles of wine were emptied directly into the ass of the husband.
Okay.
He immediately died because apparently you absorb the, you know, alcohol okay. and other
how
stuff.
How fast? I don't. I've never tried. How fast can an ass like chug wine?
You know,
I don't. I'm not, is it just like pouring it in and it just goes in?
You'd
I mean,
think there's some.
You, yeah, you it'd know. Be like.
But have to. I don't know if.
Well, I don't know. It seems like it would have to absorb or something. I don't know.
He probably did one of the colon cleansing diets that we talked about. How would it get around his
make
butt,
a little room?
His, yeah, his shit. Otherwise,
well, he wouldn't want to do
have a
anything unhealthy. That's
no, no. You'd be like, I got to clean this up first.
Why did she get charged with manslaughter?
Well, because
was it like, hey, baby, you want to pour some wine in my ass?
That's exactly why it was news. Well, besides the fact that it's fucked up.
Yeah, I
because
don't think that's
people
her fault.
Were saying, is this her fault?
No.
They were saying, they said that she should have known that putting two bottles of wine into somebody that quickly, they're going to die.
But you know how, like, every once in a while, there's a story where, like, a man gets fucked by a horse and he dies?
Yes.
They don't
my
shoot
uncle
the horse,
is
do
not
they?
A topic for conversation on this fucking podcast.
But they don't kill the horse. They're not like, this is a dangerous horse. He could kill again.
You know, I guess that's a really good point. Animals that defend, animals that attack somebody because their food is being stolen or they feel threatened, got to put them down, dangerous. The horse that fucks a guy to death, they're like, what? It's not his fault.
Just so long as it doesn't happen.
Well,
as long as there's not like a rodeo where a cowboy falls and then like his pants fall off his ass and then he's just laying prostrate for like 20 minutes and
everybody,
no one helps him.
Everybody sees the rape. The clowns are just standing horrified as the bull rapes him.
They're like, we don't get involved in that.
The bull points with his hoof, you're next. He says, and the clowns don't fucking move.
Once he's got a taste for men's ass, you can't stop him. It's like a polar bear who's eating flesh.
He's
I think
changed.
I've seen the show on Animal Planet.
You know, I've survived or whatever. I should be dead.
I
was raped by a deer.
Have they ever done that on Animal Planet? Profiled like the
animal
guy who got fucked to death by a horse? Yeah. Which are the most rapey animals?
You see the way those jackals leer at you?
Yeah.
They watch your ass.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel
that's
like
why they're laughing.
I mean, I don't support the decision to, well, I don't know. Two bottles of wine. Do you think you'd die from that?
Yes.
Really?
If you...
You.
Immediately... Me? Oh, a heavy
you,
drinker.
Yeah,
heavy alcoholic.
Yeah, if you drank them, do you think you'd die?
But that's the point. They said in the story that when it goes into your stomach, it takes a longer time to digest because it has to go through the acids and stuff. When it goes into your ass, it goes from your intestine directly into your bloodstream,
so
and
it's
that's
like,
why he died.
Oh.
So you're,
that
you're
makes
right.
sense.
I mean...
There's no filter.
That's exactly right.
Why would they make the ass that way?
I'm still wondering why he wanted this.
Why he was like,
or
baby.
Or somebody thought this was a
because he wanted
sexy.
Anal, but he wanted to be drunk so it didn't feel awkward. And he's like, let's do two at one.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wonder.
I can't even wrap my head around like.
How many glasses of wine are in a bottle? I'm not a wine.
I'm not a wine connoisseur. Either.
Damn it.
I wonder
if I don't know.
Something. If he put the funnel in there first, I mean, or
I know,
if you just use
like
the bottle.
Turkey baster? Or
I don't,
was it like
I don't know. That's oof. I don't know.
Just
shoot, got weird.
Squirting it.
Yeah, I had this story didn't bother me at all, and then I imagined turkey basting wine into an ass.
I'm gonna get
like,
on,
all right, let's not
I'm gonna get online and find out how people are putting booze in their ass. I'm curious about this.
I think you should find out why they are putting booze in their
ass. I don't
ass
think
first.
We'll ever know that. That's the same. They're all up in hell, down in hell, discussing, you know, oh, why did you put wine in your ass? Well, why did you fuck a horse or get fucked by a horse?
And then they're like, Hitler,
they're
what'd you have against Jews?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know, man. I just thought about it one day and it seemed like couldn't get it out of my head, you know?
I Googled it. It didn't seem like a big deal.
So it's the same thing where I've been wanting to do our Waldo puzzle for days now. This guy just couldn't stop thinking about wanting wine in his ass.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah,
it's like I had to do it.
I think that's the best analogy we've got so far.
Waldo puzzle and wine in ass.
Couldn't get it out of my mind. It's like getting a song stuck in your head. I don't know, too, how they don't do the math of like, all right, if I drink a bottle of wine, just normal style, mouth style,
right.
I get pretty fucked up if I drink
so
that in 10 minutes.
Bottles.
So maybe start with one, see what happens. Or right. like, look at the horse cock and be like, that could go through my entire torso.
I think you're really
right. That's
I
too
bet,
long.
I bet this is exactly how it happens. People are like, why would they do that? Well, let's find out.
But yeah, just but I mean, hurt. What retard do you volunteer? What friend of yours? Pete.
Right.
Let's go see about horses getting...
Well, here's what I would say.
I know some friendly
if
horses.
I was real into that, I'd say, let's get a gigantic dildo.
Yes.
And we'll power it, you know, by my hand, and then I'll see how far in it goes. And once I'm like,
so when it bursts,
okay,
me,
that's too far. I'm going to pull that back out instead of having like a one horsepower behind it, jamming it in.
I bet one horsepower feels like a lot more when it's fucking you in the ass.
Yeah, than if you were driving or flooring it, not going anywhere.
You got those 15 horsepower motorcycles, and you're like, this is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Not if it was in your ass.
No, yeah.
Helpful snowman tip to two of
an entire day. Car's worth of power in your ass is too much, if we learned anything today. And the
start with a big black dildo before you use the power of a car via horse cock or two bottles of wine.
I've been writing these down in case I ever accidentally have a son, so I can pass on wisdom.
That's the only way that you're going to have a son, accidentally and regretfully. Let's not forget.
Be a horseman, a centaur. A butt centaur?
Except for he would have...
He'd be like reversed.
Yeah, the legs of a human and the upper body of the horse. Mr. Ed, but fucking horribly mutant style.
But he's cheaper to feed, right? Cheaper to feed a horse than a kid.
I don't know.
I think
they just eat whatever,
heavy.
Right?
Horses, they're not goats.
Well, no, but I mean, you just give them oats every fucking day. He's not going to be like, no, I want the ones with crunch berries this time.
Well, I don't...
He doesn't even know what the options
are.
That's
true, he's neighing. I don't know. That would be creepy. Your little horse-headed son is really freaking me out.
I guess, too. I just,
what are you going to name him?
I'm Mr. Not naming
Ed?
Him.
Ed?
There's a Chinese tradition to not name babies right away, so I'm not naming mine until he's like 11.
I think that's a little late.
Casey passes away.
Sadly,
I don't want to waste the effort coming up with good names.
You know, how easy do you think it'll be to smother accidentally? Well, it won't be accidentally.
Physically?
Yeah, to your horse son.
Oh, probably much harder than a regular son, which is really
he's biting at you. He's like, give me an apple.
I'll probably
be
dead.
They love kids and horses.
I was
going to
say,
nope.
Sarah is an animal lover, so I feel bad about talking about murdering. Talking about Peter murdering his son.
Well, it's
not a
half
problem.
Horse, half man that was birthed. I think I would die in the birth. I'm pretty sure. I don't know where that fucking thing's coming out.
Why would we?
Because Peter's having it anal.
Because the horse
it's
fucked
anal
me,
horse,
and
baby.
Then I'm
yeah.
having the horse child man. This boy.
So that's an interesting email you have there.
Oh, yeah. You guys want
to? My segue.
So at the box office last weekend, or maybe this weekend, I'm not sure if you guys seen the previews for this film, Rango.
Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed.
About the lizard.
Yes.
You guys,
the Geico lizard, right?
I don't even know. I don't know who that is. Who's that?
The Geico lizard?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a half British, half Australian accent, and he sells Geico.
Why would he have a not American accent?
Because people in America like people with British
and
Australian
Oh, we trust him
accent.
More, yeah.
No, it's true.
He's not some jack-off. He's a British lizard.
Exactly.
Do they even have lizards there?
In Australia, probably, because they have tons of shitty
Well, sure,
animals.
They have all the worst
That's
animals
exactly.
there.
huge, horrible mosquitoes.
I think that, you know how we sent all these prisoners there back in the day?
Right.
I think, too, we sent all the shitty animals there, like on the worst Noah's
it was
Ark
like the,
ever.
I was just going to say it's the opposite of Noah's Ark.
Well, we don't want to kill all these, but we don't want to have them here either. Then we just sent them.
Is that your accent of us back in the day?
Sure,
even
yeah.
though I think, wasn't it British people?
Kinda...
Well, these were in the days when there were no recordings, so no one knows.
Oh.
This is, according to my calculations, as close as I can get.
I do like that in TV and movies that are set in Roman times, they have people doing British fucking accents.
They're never like not... American, which makes just as much
right.
sense.
Yeah, they weren't British back in ancient Rome, people.
No. People in
they
America
were Roman.
Find people with British accents more sexy. Basically.
Are you telling me that you would fuck that gecko because he's got that accent?
He's more of an Australian accent.
Well, what if it was him versus a regular talking gecko? I think that's the real question. Not a man versus a gecko.
You know what? Any talking gecko would impress me.
So you'd just
probably.
Be like, whatever.
Whatever.
Do whatever you want.
While this podcast is over, we need to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, honey.
Awkward.
So I almost was going to go see Rango this weekend, not really by choice. With a family. Just a family, I know.
Yeah, any family, yeah. You were standing outside the movie theater, and the family's like, come on in.
That actually wouldn't be the worst idea, because you know how sometimes, like, maybe you want to go see a Pixar movie or something, but it's need, fucking like, weird. Yeah, yeah. You need a kid.
Totally.
You got to go with a kid, because otherwise it's kind of like, what's this fucking guy doing here?
He's trolling for kids.
Yeah. But,
like you're by yourself.
Yeah.
That's true. If you go with a girlfriend, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just do that then. No problem.
Oh.
Easy as pie. Anyway.
You have a girlfriend.
Also, well, that's a weird saying, easy as pie. I bet pie, not that easy to make.
It's really hard to make. Yeah. A lattice crust? Are you fucking kidding me?
Could be like easy as toast.
Yeah, toast is pretty easy.
Yeah.
Although without a toaster, it's fucking terrible.
Jesus Christ, fine.
Bread.
Easy as...
as bread in a package already sliced. Yeah.
Easy as buying some bread.
Yeah. Easy as just nothing.
Easy as getting some water from
easy
a tap.
Easy as eating pie.
Eating pie is easy.
Yeah.
Unless it's really crumbly.
That's true. Or hot. I have burned the roof of my mouth on delicious pie.
Yeah, that's too hot.
I know.
Maybe a pizza pie. So, this Rango, you guys haven't seen it.
No.
Okay.
Are you going to ruin it for us?
No, I haven't seen it either. I thought maybe we could make some predictions, though, of
I like that.
What will happen. Okay. So, give me the basic premise. It's a lizard who becomes a sheriff.
He's an actor.
Okay.
So
an actor. Now,
in the movie, he's an actor.
The lizard.
The lizard is an actor in the movie.
Rango. Is an actor. Yes. Now, is this in the Old West, or is this in the modern times, or kind of both? What's going on?
I think it's supposed
on?
To be both. I mean, it's anthropomorphic
I think it's like
animals, so...
in the modern time, and then he goes into this, like, village that's stuck in a... Right.
Like in a vortex? Or just,
well,
geographically
no,
a
geographically,
vortex?
Geographically, yeah.
Okay, and are there
like
people...
the same as us
like
and being like, look around!
Holy shit, yeah. It's gonna be a shootout. Every room has fucking doors that are just halfway up the torso or whatever.
That'd be pretty awesome.
So he's an actor.
And he gets somehow stranded into a desert.
Okay, like a tornado comes and gets him or something like that.
Yeah, you know.
And then does he, like, is this a world where there's animals and people, or is it just animals, but all different animals?
No, I think that
I think
every... actually, that's a good question.
Animals.
You know, like, Fievel goes west. There's fucking humans, and then there's this whole animal world.
Oh, I thought what you were questioning was if it was going to be, like, a Mickey and Pluto style, where Mickey is a talking animal, and then Pluto's his dog, but then his friend Goofy is a dog who speaks.
No, I mean more, yeah.
I
like,
think it's just animals.
Okay, so everyone's an animal, and there's no, like, human-sized cars or shit like
that. No, I think everything in this universe is talking animals.
Okay, so he's an actor. Fucking a tornado picks him up or something. Picks up his house.
Right.
Takes him to the west.
He sees a flying witch on a broomstick. And
then
he's
he
like,
lands on her sister.
Okay.
So really, it's just a remake of The Wizard of Oz.
Well, it sounds like Fievel goes west in The Wizard of Oz with a lizard.
Well, and so then what happens is he accidentally kills the bird. The fact that I haven't seen it and I know all about this.
And the bird's a bad guy.
Right, the bird's a bad guy. Okay. So then everybody adopts him in the village. They're like, oh, you're our new sheriff. Because
why
nobody
does
wants
he
want to
be adopted? Doesn't he want to leave?
Well, I don't think... I think it's one of those...
he accidentally, like, kills somebody and they... Or, like, he kills
so
the bad guy.
So he murders a guy.
No, he accidentally
murders,
the
like,
bird.
The bad guy, and everyone thinks,
so
hero.
He accidentally murders him by pouring two bottles of wine into his ass.
And then they're like, this is manslaughter.
But it's okay, because he was a dick.
You're our hero.
The bird. That was a good impression.
If you were, like, the executive of a studio, a movie studio.
Okay.
You're 85.
Call me Harvey Weinstein.
You've made your nut. You're fine. What would it... How much convincing would it take for you to be like, I have a really good idea for an edit for Rango? We keep it exactly the fucking same, except the way he kills the bad guy on accident is by putting two bottles of wine in his ass. Super graphic. It's like 2 minutes long, you know? It's all romantic, and he puts it in his ass, and then it cuts to the next morning, and it's them at the hospital, and they
he's
just cover up the bird.
He's being pronounced dead, yeah. The cuts
the
to
doctor,
and
the rest.
Sorry.
The doctor's coming out down the hallway.
Yeah.
Like,
the rest of the movie is exactly the same. But there's like a 2-minute cut scene where it turns out instead of accidentally killing him, you know, by like ricocheting a basketball or whatever, or hitting him in the nuts with a surfboard. Instead, it's pouring two things of wine in his ass.
Since it's a bird, I think they'd okay it. They'd be like, this is not pornography
right.
because it's animals.
I think if I was the producer and I was like 85 and I was ready to go,
yeah.
I'd be like, go
you're
for
done.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no big deal.
You'd have so much fun seeing
and
like,
no
the
one
shit
fucking
storm
knows
that,
until it releases.
Would it still be rated G? Would
we're
kids
releasing
still be going to this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. You don't tell anyone.
You know what I would do? For a movie, for the edit that I most want to do, those three Lord of the Rings movies where those two little midgets walked around fucking giving each other the lovey eyes the whole movie, I'd have them just totally fuck each other at the end of the
just
third one.
On the just, Mount Doom.
Oh, man. He drops, he doesn't drop the ring. He pierces the other one's cock, and then they just fuck. They just go at it, and I changed every mention of his name to Dildo Faggins rather than Bilbo Baggins.
Okay.
But nobody would say anything.
Yeah.
They'd just be like, Dildo, or however they...
They wouldn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
Well, they could have called him Dildo, because as far as I could tell, their world seemed pretty different. They probably don't call a dildo.
They probably don't know what dildos are. They probably don't have them in that happy land.
They're probably too big.
They probably don't need them.
Yeah, but dildos were they're... too big for... It'd be like getting fucked by a horse cock.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. What do you think their little cocks are like, huh?
Hairy, like their toes.
Just all the way
hair
up.
Hair on top
hair
of
hair all the way to the hole.
Yeah.
Oof. God.
It'd be like a little furry...
It's like a chia pet.
Yeah,
like a
chia pet.
I would predict...
with the urethra on the top.
I would predict that they're hairy. So what they do, you know how like some horrible people, they do like they do the circumcision, but when the kid's like 12, so he can be perfectly lucid and remember the entire thing. I bet what they do is they like make them put their dick in like a fire to singe all the hair off and scar it so it doesn't grow back.
And then it would smell so bad.
Yeah. Oh, burning hobbit
like
cock.
burning hobbit cock hair.
I'd love to make a candle store and just be open for 3 weeks and it's like burning hobbit cock and like, shit like that. And they all just smell fucking terrible.
Horn of dragon's penis.
Yeah.
Just like instead of the fancy.
Old socks that someone cummed in.
It came
not on my candle store. It's not. I want it to be authentic.
These are handwritten on the candles.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
By the way,
you know, with pictures and it's
drawn by Peter.
Yeah, a little cock with like a little squirt coming out of it.
It's less a candle store and more of the box that he lives in now that he's homeless and schizophrenic.
Well, you know how like they do like ye oldie whatever.
Yes.
That's fine, but it's not okay for me to write cummed instead of came.
Ye old shoppy, shoppe.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I guess in the olden days they could have been like, they could have said cummed.
Yeah.
Fancy style.
Cummed. Cummed in socks.
Please
candle.
Cummed in me.
He cummed in me.
Shakespeare style.
Your Honor.
Could have that hyphen at the, above the D. Cummed. He cummed in me
in
thrice.
That should
the
bosom.
Be.
Between it, the bosom.
I do feel like there should be, you know, everyone talks about like there should be a test before you can have a kid. Maybe we could start and just do it a little bit at a time. So like maybe right now it's one question and it's like circle the correct. He came in me, cummed in me, cummed on my face or something like that. And you have to circle. And
well,
then they
now
say,
that's
okay.
Not fair because you're assuming that somebody who gets cummed, camed, see, I can't have kids. So somebody who has cum put on their face, automatically that makes them less intelligent?
No, but if you circle that one, you know, it's like, okay, Joker, maybe you should get your fucking priorities in order. Come back here when you're serious about the test.
Oh, so this is one of those trick questions.
Yeah, it's very meta. It's
okay, yeah, yeah. So it's like those personality questions where, like, personality tests where one of the questions is, do you ever lie? And if you put no, never...
Yeah,
then they draw
like,
your test.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Or do you?
You do lie.
This is really unfortunate, too, for people who really probably... I'm sure there are people who really don't lie. If you, like, live by yourself and you don't have a lot of familial relationships, you don't really come in reason to lie.
That's true. Why would you lie?
Also...
Like, do you have family?
Yeah.
No. Are you happy? No. Okay, you probably don't lie a lot, then.
I don't think it counts to, like, if someone forces you to lie. Like, if you go up to someone and you're like, your hair looks really nice... And it's a lie. That's your fault. But if someone's like, hey, I got a haircut.
What do you think?
Yeah, what the fuck are you going to say?
Little white lies are not a big deal.
What's worse, being a liar or just a complete fucking asshole who criticizes people's hair?
Wow. Did somebody make fun of your hair when you were younger?
Well, I don't get haircuts, so I don't really have occasion to ask people about the haircuts ever.
Since you don't get haircuts, when you do, is it annoying as hell when everybody's like, oh my God, you got a haircut? They point it out to you.
Getting a haircut, the whole process is like... So I go as long as I possibly can without it because I just, it's horrible.
Why don't you cut your own hair or have your girlfriend
it? Looks
do
like
it?
Shit. You can always tell.
Who cares?
You can trim your own hair, but you can't full on give yourself a haircut.
Have your girlfriend cut it.
Why? How about this? We'll have her cut your hair and then based on how that goes, I'll decide.
Why don't we have her cut?
Why don't we just get a mannequin with a little wig? have her practice.
Yeah, or we could just have her get her haircut license. What do they call it? Cosmetology school, because they don't want it to sound... Oh, well, what is the school for haircutting?
I don't know.
It's not haircut
school. Why are you looking at me?
So here's the thing.
I'm a girl.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Like...
Sexist.
Your girlfriend gives you a bad haircut, and it seems like a great idea, mm-hmm. but then if it looks like shit, this is your life for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
That's true.
Regardless of what happens. If
you can shave it off.
If
it, you're a guy.
No, it doesn't work either.
Peter's hair is so receded. I mean, it's so long, but it's also thin, and it starts so far back that when he shaves it, then he looks bald.
You want to talk about some of my other appearance while we're on the topic? Should we should we lay it all out?
Peter's buck teeth.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Peter's a handsome man.
So you go, okay, so go as long as I can, right? Because I did cut my own hair once. I got the fucking trimmer.
Okay.
I trimmed it all up, and all I needed was a little help in the back. Because you get these long, wispy hairs, you know, and I was like, I just need those shaved off. So I give this trimmer to my mom. She's fucking 50. She's handled hair cutting, I would think, before.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, this is on the shortest thing right now. So whatever you cut is getting cut, like, all the way down. I just need you to cut these two little parts, and we'll be good.
Did she completely massacre?
You could just hear instantly when I, without even the physical input, the sound of, and I was like, that went way too far up my head. It was sounded like a lot of hair was getting cut. And then she's like,
did she reassure you? No.
No, no, no. She's like, oh, no. And I was like, so then I had to go all the way bald.
Right.
And that takes forever to grow back, and then it looks like shit. I think that's the only haircut you can give yourself, really, is the bald.
The shave.
So,
or a mullet.
Yeah, I mean, if you just want to look like an idiot, I think, you know, like if I decide to shave out the middle and leave it on the side, like George
Friar
Costanza.
Tuck.
Yeah. Who, George Costanza, kind of a modern Friar Tuck.
That's very true. He wore a potato sack in one of the episodes, I think.
Yeah.
He's a religious man. Yes.
If I was bald like analogy. That, I would go as a monk every Halloween. People would think you were just being funny, I think.
That's true.
You could get away
if
with that.
If you were bald like that, you should go as a monk every day of your life. That's the only way you don't look like a fool.
Just actually be a monk?
Yeah.
And go into a convent? Or
yes.
A
well, no, don't
monkery?
Become a monk. A monkery. No, don't become a monk. Just wear it all the time and pretend to be one.
Oh, okay.
So people won't judge your baldiness.
But the problem with being bald is you don't get to have sex, and that's also the same problem as being a monk, right?
Yes, and it's chosen.
Besides
when
the
you're
God
a monk.
Thing, too.
Well, that's very fair.
Oh, that's true. It's
the
like it's not your decision.
Right, you could blame it. You could be like,
oh, I would love to bang hot chicks, but, you know, monk.
Yeah,
so
then you don't have to feel bad. You can tell your friends.
God's
I mean, if I
one.
Was yeah, if I was bald and you were like, hey, buddy, why aren't you dating girls? I'd be like, well, I'm married to the Lord, but not in a homosexual way.
Oh, yeah, well, that happens.
That does.
It does.
So.
Let me ask you a question about this.
Let me answer your question.
Because this happens a lot. You'll be out somewhere, like especially if you go downtown somewhere fancy, you're out for a nice dinner, you know, you and your lady walk in, maybe you ate a nice lobster head or fucking whatever you eat.
Paint me this picture. I eat the tails.
You're in a tux and
of
tail.
Lobsters.
All right, well,
I don't really.
You're getting the foolish end. We've tricked you.
So
the head, that's the good part with the eyes and the tentacles.
I've eaten lobsters don't have tentacles.
What are those things, feelers?
Yeah.
That's a horrible. You know those.
The stalks are the two little antenna. I bet they're antenna.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, antenna.
Well, I'm going to call them whatever I called them.
Stalks.
Tentacles.
Oh, tentacles. Okay. So you're going to call
anything,
them the wrong thing.
Anything that's like an arm but underwater
is a tentacle,
is a tentacle to me.
Okay, that's fair.
So you're out, you're downtown, and what always happens, some bum comes up to you. And he's like, hey, man, I was wondering. Here's what one I got. And I heard it from the same guy like 3 times because I happened to pass him 3 nights in a row.
Right.
He was like, hey, can you spare $1 for a traveler trying to get a hostel for the night?
And was this in Greeley, Colorado?
No. This was in the city.
Okay.
So it was, you know, but I passed him 3 nights in a row. Same fucking line.
Right.
And I was like, you're not really traveling that far.
Yeah,
but okay.
You're really not making it very far.
Yeah.
Plus $1 is not going to get you a hostel.
No.
But I guess he's, well, I see what, okay, anyway.
Well, and he had
question?
A guitar, but he wasn't playing the guitar, right?
Lazy.
So it was like.
Lazy bum.
Well, sell your fucking guitar. You're not that attached to the guitar. If you can hold the guitar and you're good at the guitar, but you can just stand there for an hour holding it and you don't even play it just subconsciously.
He's a wandering bard.
Yeah, it's that's not
what,
for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that when people are like, I'm going to drop out of the system. I'm just going to do what I love. And it's like, that doesn't make you cool. That doesn't make you special. That makes you an asshole. We'd all love, if I was to turn to Sarah and be like, I'm just going to quit my job. I'm just going to play video games and do what I love. Sleep till noon. And that, would that make me like a cool hippie?
No.
You come home every day and he's on the couch and he's like, oh, hey, do you have a second? Do you have a dollar for a weird traveler who's been playing fucking video games all day?
I've been traveling to Hyrule. I've been traveling to Super Mario World.
That's the other thing. This guy wasn't like, you know how there's bums and then there's fucking bums? The like, ones who you're like,
no teeth. You can tell that they're either insane or...
We were on the bus later that day and there was like a bum bum. You know, and he got in a fight with the bus driver.
What kind of a bum bum? A crumb bum?
He was like, his voice, a stumble bum? You not, was just like, hey, man. He had that bum voice right. Where you're like, ooh, you are of the streets. I can tell
of
already.
The streets.
It's like, he gets on the bus and he's talking to another bum who's this other, you know, one of these bums who seems real out of it.
How many bums are on this bus? Is it just you
there
and a bunch of bums?
Three bums in this story.
Okay.
There were a lot of bums on the bus.
Let's call them Crumb Bum, Stumble Bum, and Dum Dum Bum.
Okay, so Crumb Bum is on the bus, and he's talking to Stumble Bum. And Stumble Bum's just glazed, not listening, going to get his methadone. Right. Doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Just on the bus for 10 minutes, enjoying the warmth.
Okay.
Crumb Bum is talking to him, and he's like, man, this is fucking bullshit. Because bums, they're always fucking agitated.
Yes.
Which I'm like, the one thing about being a bum is your day should be pretty much the same.
And
right?
what possible problem could you have?
I got the boss riding my ass about this fucking email.
Within the world of being a bum.
Yeah.
You're already a fucking homeless bum. And that's what we should be worried about. Like, I don't want to get fired and become a homeless bum. Once that happens, you should be like, well.
Yeah.
Shit couldn't get worse.
Well, and I could see, too, if they were complaining about, like, man, I'm real fucking hungry, you know, and it's pretty cold outside. But it's always, like, some altercation they got in with someone that you're like, that can't, you know, they're like, this lady at the Gap wanted to fuck me in the dressing room, and I was like, no way, you know. Okay.
Right. Or...
there wasn't room for me and my trash bag in there, so we couldn't fuck. And I said, I won't leave my bag outside. She said, you gotta bring your bag in if you want to fuck me in the dressing room.
So... he's on the bus. He's
That's
talking
how
like that.
Romance started.
That's how Pete met Heather.
That's a vision into the future, by the way.
That's beautiful.
So romantic.
So he's telling this story, and then the bus driver was like, turns around real pissed off. And he's like, it's going to be really embarrassing when I have to kick you off this bus for cussing, you know, so stop cussing.
Right.
And, you know, the bum.
Was he black? Was your bus driver?
No, he was like Hawaiian or something, and he was gigantic.
Ah, so he
clearly, so he could do it. Yeah.
It wasn't one of those tiny 50-year-old white
guys.
No,
no,
like, no. I'll stop this bus right now. It was like,
yeah, he was intimidating.
Oh, cool.
So you know, so he's like, and he's a bum, so he still has his pride. Right. He can't just be like, okay.
Sorry.
He's like, I'm sorry, big man. I didn't mean to do blah blah blah. He had to throw in the big man, the chief, the bud.
Like, as we learned earlier, we don't.
We don't
add
do
that,
that especially
yeah.
especially to big Hawaiian men that will break you.
Right. So then, you know, he shuts the fuck up. There's this lady sitting behind us, right?
Okay.
So third bum, which is Bumble Bum or fucking whatever. Bumblebee.
Dumbledore.
Bumblebee gets on the bus. And he's paying with all like nickels that he has in this bag. And it's a plastic bag. But it used to be clear, but it's so scummed up that it's got like a crust, like a Tupperware that's been in the washing machine too many times. You can't even tell what's in it.
Okay.
So he's slowly putting the change in there, and the bus driver's just waiting there. And this lady behind us is like, just let the man on the bus. Shit. I mean, shoot.
You know, like, seriously?
Yeah,
say,
she did a total half-ass, like, right. I mean, shoot.
Sorry,
everybody.
Fuck. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So then... okay, so we get off the bus, we do our shit, we get on the bus, he's still on the bus.
Right.
Crumb Bum, still on the bus.
Right.
So now he's somehow,
okay.
Now he's somehow acquired a new jacket that he doesn't want. And he's offering it to everyone else on the bus.
That
he's
doesn't
like,
want?
Hey man, there's a brand new jacket. Anybody want this jacket?
And this is like rush hour by now.
So it's packed in the bus.
So it's all people who are like taking their thing home from work and they have their jackets
on. Their laptops and their nice suit jackets.
Yeah, and it's like, ooh, that is a very nice denim jacket with like a decorated leather inlay on the back.
The patches.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtle patch. I would have taken it.
But I'm going to pass.
I love that this bum, in his world, this is a huge thing. He's doing everybody a favor, so he can't believe. He's like,
right.
Nobody wants a jacket?
Right. Yeah. That's a bum. Because you're like, this guy's so fucking out of it. He can't even understand
why no one would
take a jacket from him that's worse than the jacket he's wearing.
If it's not, if it's new, but he has it, you have to worry that he wore it, which makes it not new enough to take.
Well, and if it's a jacket that a bum is like,
using my rational mind and deciding with my good decision skills, I don't want this jacket. However,
it might
make a fine jacket for someone of lesser taste.
So I'm not taking that fucking jacket.
Like,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, your bum oscillates between like an 1880s gunslinger. Well, like, ma'am, let me help you up this stoop.
Trying to protect his identity in case he listens to this later on his iTunes. So that's a bum.
Okay.
So he's not like this fucking guy with the guitar who's just like, oh, excuse me, sir. And he's like 19 or something.
I was just going to say, every time I would go to dinner with anybody in Boulder, when I was going to school or whenever I go up there for a special meal, goddamn time you walk back to your car, 13, 14, 15-year-old little assholes, I mean, probably not that young, but really young people who are just sitting there smoking a cigarette, and they're like, hey, man, can I have your food? They're not even trying. They don't have little signs.
No.
They're just lazy assholes who literally ask for your leftovers.
Yeah.
They're not even bums.
I don't care for that.
They're fucks.
And then there are the bums, too, who are like one level above, you know, crumb bum, who, like, I was in San Francisco one time. We were walking down the street, and this bum was like, hey, let me tell you a Michael Jackson joke. And he told us some fucking joke and then asked for a dollar. I'm like, well, at least he's trying.
Right,
he's got some kind of shtick.
He's doing a minstrel show for a song and dance. He's like, sir? Yeah, I can see that.
Although I'm not giving that guy a dollar either, because I'm like, I don't owe you a dollar just because you told me a shitty joke about Michael Jackson.
He wants to make you feel kind of bad about
obligated,
not paying him. Yeah, yeah, that's
could
smart.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, I just told you really good.
That's good bum logic.
Yeah.
Or you could be that robot that just stays there.
The people who get sprayed who look like statues, you mean?
Mm-hmm. And you have to pay him to get him to move.
Yeah.
But nobody would want to see the bum move. They'd be happy not to see the bum move.
I don't know. I'd be interesting to see if he had some dance moves.
A dancing bum?
You're
like
a bum
pay
enabler.
Yeah. It's people like you that cause people like me to have to turn down bums left and right. So, okay.
A gecko fucker and a
like
bum enabler.
Neat. Let's see what else you can do.
Dance. All right. Would you... You make it sound like they're little kids or animals. Yay, look!
Right.
Look at the bum!
Good job!
That's the other thing. You always see these bums with like a dog, but they never have like a kid. You know what I mean?
That would make it look much more...
Yeah,
then I
that
might
would
give them
be
a dollar
sad.
And well, then call child services.
Don't
go
to Cambodia then.
I
you
won't, don't worry.
I was planning on my trip for Cambodia next week, but you just saved me from making that mistake.
I went to Cambodia and they would have like... five-year-olds holding their baby brother or sister, naked baby brothers, and be like, $1. If you give them $1, like, a swarm of kids would come up to you. It was awful.
They were like, you just bought 8 of our kids, dummy.
I could be swarmed for kids for the low price of $1. Cost you 20 here in the States. You know, I did have one time a slight idea of going to Cambodia, which was only the result of I had a friend at work look up. I was like, is there, if I really wanted to shoot, or no, not shoot, if I wanted to, like,
shoot
throw
a
grenade and, like, blow up a grenade, you know?
Where
can I do that? There's got, because I was like, maybe somewhere in Nevada or something, they're just like, yeah, have a fucking grenade.
I bet there's plenty of, there's no shooting ranges?
Not for grenades.
Oh, so you can use, like, AK-47s? Well, I
probably
figured you could use,
yeah.
Oh.
Probably. I don't know.
I have a friend whose ex-boyfriend blew off his hand with a grenade.
In the army?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not going to join the army.
You could blow off your hand in Cambodia. You don't need to join the
right,
army.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Just a quick plane ride, I can blow off my own hand, and I don't have to wear a fucking stupid-looking outfit.
I think you'd look pretty snazzy in a...
I disagree. I think Dirk is too short for that little name tag above the pocket.
I don't think they do that anymore. I don't think the grunts get that sewn on the
I would just,
shirts anymore.
Yeah. That's too much of a waste.
They drop out too fast.
Yeah, yeah. I think they give that to you if you're... 10-year veteran.
He'll be fucking dead, so don't worry. What's
casualty.
The difference? Yeah, just
Oops.
Put Race Dance on there and let's move on. They're just all Ghostbuster names.
Smith.
I want all the Zetamores on this side, all the Spanglers on that side, and you candy-ass Race Dances, you get them. Okay, so all let's right. do a little theater.
Okay.
You guys are out on your fancy dinner date.
Right.
You're wearing, you know, clothes that are fancy as well.
Ooh,
I would
so
suggest...
Handsome.
So we cut in on the scene. You guys are walking arm in arm.
We're romantic.
You guys have, one of you has a pair of, you know, worthless gloves on that just show how rich you are.
Right, right.
Not keep
They're
you warm.
They're super, like, thin leather gloves. They're driving gloves.
They actually keep You're you colder.
Kind of like Iron Man gloves.
Those keep people warm, hypothetically, except for the one finger is frayed.
Oh, you mean like... children's winter gloves. I thought you meant like the ones he wears in the movie. I was like, those are the most useful gloves of all.
Oh, you
they
thought
shoot
that,
like a ray.
You're talking Tony Stark's?
Yeah.
No.
I guess this is what happens when you confuse reality with Iron Man, the motion picture.
Which is easily. You can easily confuse them.
When you've got small hands, hypothetically, you get boys' large gloves, hypothetically, and they keep you warm. And you love them.
So you're wearing you're dressed up. You're wearing your Iron Man gloves inside out, so they just look like black gloves.
Pridefully wearing Iron Man gloves, right side up.
Fine.
Okay.
Let's drop the Iron Man.
Okay,
gloves.
So you're dressed up.
Right.
It's you know what? It's warm. You don't even need gloves. So you're dressed up in your nicest shorts, and you're going down the street, and you're in you know
my
downtown
sweats.
Denver.
My nice Friday sweats.
Yeah, and you guys are discussing, you know, whatever is going on inside the window at Chili's or whatever you're walking by, and then all of a sudden, right in front of you, hey man, I need a dollar.
And he says it like that, I need a dollar.
Yeah, what do you guys do? How do you guys deal with that? Because that happens when you go somewhere.
I'm not one of those walk by without responding, I can't. I know some people mm-hmm. who are just like, they just keep walking and they don't even make eye contact.
Right.
I'm like, oh, sorry, man. I don't have any cash on me.
Yeah, that's what I usually say. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, okay, you know.
Yeah, then they sort yeah, they do that like, it's okay, man. They reassure you that it's not a problem that you didn't give them a dollar. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I and can't like, just be like, avoid eye contact. Yeah.
These guys need to get a fucking swiper.
Could you
so they
just
could be like, well, you can swipe. It's no thing.
You're right. Now that people don't bring cash, and a note,
it does
who
work
has
much
change
better.
Anymore? Nobody has actual change.
We'd have to have cash to have change, and no one has cash.
Right. So no, they need an ATM swiper.
My thing is like a bum comes up to me, and I always say the same thing. No matter what they say, whether it's a bum or some asshole who's like, dude, you want to sign this fucking clipboard for some shit you don't care about? Right. Doesn't mean anything.
You're walking to class. You're 5 minutes late. Yeah. They're like, do you have a moment? And you're like, no.
You know what they do a lot too? They'll be like, do you have 1 minute to save a child's life? And I'm always like, double finger point like the guns. And I'm like, no. I mean, it depends on the kid.
Right.
If it's
my
kid,
you kid.
Well, apparently Cambodians are like 40 for a dollar. So I don't know.
The child exchange rate doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
A Canadian child, because they're the most worth.
That would actually be a really good answer. I don't know. Is the kid white?
Oh. Immediately get rid of him.
Because if it's
like,
not white,
answer.
Yeah. If it's not white, I'm not interested. And if it is white, I feel like a dollar is bargain price. So yes, I'm very interested.
It's win-win for you.
Well, what am I saving him from? Life in a, you know, mud house?
A
I
hovel.
Mean, yeah.
I like that word, hovel.
Yeah. So no it's matter what it is, whether it's a bum or like a guy
yes,
who's got a pamphlet,
answer?
I always say, oh, you know what? I'm good right now, thanks. And it's like, it doesn't really make sense. But by the time they know, you're already gone. You just keep walking.
That is a good response.
Oh, you know what? I'm good right
now.
Enough.
It's like, sir, do you have a minute? And you can...
No, I'm good right now, thanks.
Well, some people stay around to talk to people.
We were on vacation, and Sarah decided to buddy up to a guy with a camera.
No.
A guy with a camera.
So this guy, we were at the Japanese garden.
Right.
And this guy was taking pictures, and he was up the staircase.
A Japanese guy?
No. A big fat white guy.
Is this someone related? Is that why we're not saying? Or
no.
Is this just some guy?
No,
this
some
is
guy,
some asshole.
Some random guy.
Just if taking, we knew his name, Carl McFuck.
No.
Carl McFuck.
No.
Carl McFuck Studios.
We don't know his name. We weren't planning on knowing his name. I was down the stairs. He was up the stairs taking pictures. And I was in the way. And so jokingly, as I was coming up the stairs, I was like, sorry, I might have been in your pictures. And I kept walking. And Alec here thought it was like appropriate to stay and talk to the
guy.
This
is so wrong.
Wait.
There's the proper way to do this. You finish your version, and then we can let Alec tell his version from the beginning.
Version. Let's have Sarah tell her version, and then I'll tell the truth.
So when we last left your action, you were going up the stairs. You were walking by the guy and saying, "Ha ha! I might have been in your pictures."
Yeah, because you know I was on the bottom of the staircase.
Okay.
That's to me. It's not like asking, "Hi, what's your name?"
Right.
When's your birthday?
It's not. Asking about his past.
So
or something.
I just keep walking. Okay. As a, you know, that's passerby, and then Alec gets left behind.
Okay. So you're
to
down
this guy.
Okay.
I'll start from the beginning. Don't ask me questions.
Okay.
That's
And I feel completely fine leaving the conversation as, "Oh, sorry, I was." You know,
okay.
In your picture. Might have been in your picture.
Then now when we switch to Alec's story, according to your tale...
I'm horrible, horrible
this
person.
This fucking idiot decides to be... Hey, man. Okay, now you tell your story starting from... Yeah. So you're at the bottom of the stairs.
All right. So
will you describe this guy so I could just...
He's kind of a heavier set guy.
He just looks like a tourist.
Yeah, he looks like he's got glasses.
Like if he was a movie, who would he be? Like Jim Belushi or something?
No, he would be...
Danny DeVito?
No, he would be...
Paul Giamatti?
No.
Bigger.
I'll just keep naming him.
Jesus Christ.
Bigger.
No, he would be Newman, except for a little thinner. He'd be Newman when he got thinner for Third Rock.
John Goodman. John Goodman today.
No. Nerdier. That's why he's got glasses and he's Newman. He's got shorter hair. He would be Newman, but
let's just say Newman. Let's just say he looks like Newman.
Okay. So Newman is walking. He's taking pictures. Sarah decides to strike up a conversation. Didn't say, hey, sir. No, Sarah says, she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry that we're in your picture." As we're walking by him, he turns to start speaking to us. So I feel obligated now because Sarah initiates conversation and gentleman decides. So I'm a hapless bystander in between these two chatty Cathys.
Okay.
So then Sarah continues to walk. She bolts as this son of a bitch is like, "Oh, I was in China once and the fat Americans wouldn't get out of the way." And he just started telling us these dumb, inane stories.
Not us. You.
No, that's true. He
so
wanted
you were
to
like
tell
long
you.
Gone.
I left.
Sarah
I
books it and leaves me with Newman
because I didn't
after
start,
starting
I
the
did
conversation.
Not.
You freely admitted that you were like, "Sorry, I was in the way of your picture."
So
that's what he took as a cue to speak to us. But Sarah, after initiating the conversation, was booking it. She's like, "Oh, I'm getting out of here." So I'm like talking to this son
Let's
of a bitch.
Let's get Peterson.
So here's what I'm thinking. It's kind of like a conversational landmine, right? Where you have to touch it once, and then it's active, and then the next person who comes blows it up.
That's true.
It's like a clever Vietnamese... You were in the Vietnamese garden?
Yes, it was so very sad. North you guys, Vietnamese.
You guys had your army uniforms
the Kim
with the sleeves
Jong
all cut
Ill.
Off and cigarette pack in your helmet.
Yep.
You're walking. Agent Orange has destroyed all the plants. And there's this guy. So Sarah walks by, but... does the right thing by saying something but not stopping.
Not saying something was not the right thing. How about we just don't say anything to the guy that Sarah doesn't want to talk to?
Well, it's not that
was
I didn't
he in the way? Was
him?
It like
no,
an excuse me? Oh,
it was
well.
Just kind of like,
thank you.
I'm
oh,
picturing
sorry.
A narrow a narrow jungle trail surrounded by Charlie.
Well, he was pointing his camera right down towards us. So I was like, "Oh, sorry." You know.
I see what you're saying. Here's the thing.
You feel bad enough to tell the guy, "Sorry, we're in your way," but then I'm in trouble when he talks to us and I'm like, I'll talk to him. You're like, "I'm just being nice," but you're an idiot for being nice.
No, I didn't yell. You got mad at me for leaving you.
I did. Because
well,
you started
you?
Talking to Chuck and then you took off.
Oh,
and
I would
stuck
do
with
the
Chuck.
Same thing. I would
no,
do because if
it
I saw you were still
by.
Talking to him, I would have been like, "Fuck it, man."
He stopped and turned and began to speak. Am I just going to be like, "Keep on walking"?
It's
we just said we couldn't even do that to bums.
I know. No, it's the exact same thing as bums. It's like, "Oops, sorry, I don't." And then you just keep walking. You don't make eye contact. You just keep at a steady pace.
Okay, but here's the other thing. You're in the jungle. You set the landmine. Alec got blown up by it. That's not your fault.
However,
we also never leave a man behind. So if he's stuck in some horrible conversation, you just got to go and be like, "Oh, let's go look at whatever.
Yeah, thanks for coming back and helping me.
Some little Japanese flower. What's just, in there? Stones?
Yeah, stones.
And little shacks?
Sand. There were little shacks.
Yeah, okay. I've been to a Japanese garden. I've seen what they're up to. Ooh, sand with a rake. Good.
Some koi ponds without koi.
This will keep us busy the next 100 years, making little spirals in the sand.
That's Zen, buddy. That's how you find inner peace and nirvana and booty.
Well, okay.
Oh, Buddha.
The Buddha.
So you just left me. You know what? No fake laughs. You were just, you threw in the towel. You're just like, fuck it. He's fine.
I didn't know because he didn't start talking to me.
You began the conversation and he turned to talk to you. We were side by side. He turned to talk to you.
Okay, here's,
and you left.
Here's what I'm hearing. I think this was pretty early in the relationship. You guys need to develop a signal of like, hey, rescue me. I'm in a horrible situation. It's like we were at a wedding a couple weeks ago and I was talking to this fucking asshole. And Alec came over and saved me, but it's because he's known me long enough to know that I was in distress.
Yes.
But you guys didn't know each other that long, so how are you to know? But in the future, you need to come up with some kind of signal of like, I don't care what you say. I don't care if you come up to me and say, I got diarrhea, we got to go, but we got to get out of this somehow.
I'll wipe my brow. Pat my left nipple twice with my right hand.
Well, he'll probably just stop talking to you anyway. if you want to get out of it yourself,
just start feeling yourself up. I probably shouldn't do that.
Maybe the next time a bum asks for money, I'll just be like slowly rubbing my nipple and be like, I don't know.
What are you going to do for me?
You guys both turned away. I think it might work. You know what? The bum's going to be like, actually, I have a meeting to get to of some kind.
And then later on,
that's
he'll tell his bum friends on the bus, there was this guy. He was touching a nipple.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. It was amazing. There's a story that I wanted to get to with you guys that you started telling me, and then I stopped you because I was like, no, let's wait till the mics are hot because this is a hot scoop.
Oh, good.
It's a story that I like to call Banana Bag.
Yes.
Maybe you guys could start. I'm going to go pee. And you guys start, though, and then I'll come. Oh.
I didn't hear the story.
All right. Well, you could talk about something else.
You're so desperately wanting to hear a story.
And I do really want to hear
it. Actually, I'm going to go pee, and you guys can do the podcast on your own.
This is a great story. I'm not going to listen to it.
I said I wanted to wait until the mics are hot, and I'm not in the room.
Right.
I am so excited for this story. You must wait until I'm not present to tell it.
Well, I thought it'd be great for people who are listening, like idiots, and then people like me who know things don't need to listen.
Clearly, we're not worried about the people that are listening.
Okay, well, you know what I would like you guys to talk about maybe while I'm gone? You could just start talking about, I had this question. So let's say we had merchandise that we are selling for this podcast, right?
Okay.
What kind of merchandise do you think we should sell? This is good consumer feedback because you would probably be the only people who bought it out of shame and
I would
sadness.
Never. I Bobble feel heads. Like since I'm contributing to this podcast, I feel like I'm giving, so I would never buy anything from it. I feel like I've already given enough, more than enough.
What kind of friend are you?
A bad one.
I've given too much. I give birth to you. It's like one of those moms like, I carried you in my womb for 9 months. What more do you want from me?
And you're like, I didn't ask you,
I know.
Bitch. I wasn't aware. I was like, thanks, high five.
When they came out, yeah. Like water slide. Good job.
You're like, let's do it again. Put me back.
I think we should have bobbleheads of you guys.
I think that's a great idea.
You're the main characters.
We already have big heads. Well, that's true.
And then whenever you smack each other's head, you can say something. Say one of your phrases. You guys have to come up with a phrase.
That's true.
We
do need a catchphrase.
You say fucking.
That's true. I do say fucking a lot. But we don't. So my bobblehead will just be like, fucking.
In that high-pitched tone. Yeah.
Fucking. Well, it's a tiny bobblehead. It's not going to be like a black man. Fucking. Neither are black men are pretty disappointing.
We should probably stop saying that.
What, fucking? For black men.
What?
All right, so what would Peter's bobblehead?
He would do the impression of the homeless guy.
That's true. He'd be like, hey man, I got a fantastic jacket.
Or however he starts the podcast all the time.
Hey everybody.
Yeah. Hey everybody.
He does. He really does have that radio announcer voice.
Hey everybody.
That's true. I do like that. He could have different, his bobblehead could have different phrases. You could have like 5 different phrases.
Okay, one would be, hey, everybody,
this is Peter David Dirk. The next one would be the homeless man impression.
Hey.
Say something about the jacket, something brief.
Hey, anybody want a jacket?
What would be another, we decided bobbleheads. We were wondering what my catchphrases are. Sarah told me that my catchphrase for this podcast so far would be fucking.
Because that's all he says.
I don't know. I'll probably just go to bed or something. That's me. Not you. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. So why don't you guys tell the story. This is your story.
Oh, yes. Okay. Banana bag.
So
banana bag.
We were shopping. It's going to be a new segment.
That's a Raffy reference for anyone at home who's not four and doesn't remember Raffy. Okay.
A lot of four-year-old listeners to this podcast.
So you guys do something called shopping.
We do. We did.
Yes.
And
late night shopping.
Yes, we did. So at the end of the evening, there was only one lane open. And in the lane in front of us was a gentleman in one of those high-powered scooters. It's not a motorized wheelchair.
It's a scooter.
Yeah, it is. It is a scooter.
Now, which store are you at? Just so I can...
Target.
Okay. So is he in the Target scooter, or is he in, like, his own personal...
No, it's his own. You can tell that he's handicapped enough that he can't probably walk on his own, but he's not so handicapped that he's blown into a tube Steve Reeves style. Christopher Reeves.
Steve. I'm sure there's some guy named Steve who has a tube too.
Okay, sorry, Steve.
Yeah, I got fucking tubes.
I want to apologize to Steve Reeves. I'm sorry for your loss of your limbs. So,
SteveReevesHope.com.
Banana bag.
Way to bring us back around.
That's our cue to like bring it back to be the like, story.
Oh, okay.
Next time we go off on a tangent, and Sarah's like, banana bag.
That would be a good rescue. Signal
That's
like we talked
true.
About. Banana bag.
So I'd be like, oh, I totally know what you mean, man. Banana bag.
Yeah.
And he'd just be confused, and Sarah would rush back and be like, we gotta go.
My water broke.
Remember, I'm pregnant?
I do now, yeah. Now that you mention it.
So the man seemed like quite the nice guy, actually. He was...
patient.
The rascal man.
Yes, the guy on the rascal. And he wasn't even overweight. It wasn't one of those guys who was clearly couldn't
sickening to look at.
But his mobile wife,
disgusting, an awful human.
We've already lost our retard listening.
That's fine. I don't want them listening to this.
Banana bag.
Okay.
Can I tell you like three distinct memories of the retarded kids from school?
Banana.
Okay. I remember the retarded kid named Charlie shitting down the slide. I remember the retarded kid named Wes and Charlie pulling down their pants and like smacking their asses together.
Wes would play like it with was a his rap cock video all the time. He would get in trouble for running around with his dick hanging out at recess. Yeah. I distinctly remember walking back in and one of the teachers trying to corral him, knock out, running like mad. And she'd just be like, Wes. She was exasperated but didn't want to be mean. And he's just fucking dangling. He's dancing around. And he's got the biggest shit-eating grin. He's just pumped.
Yeah, because he knows.
Yeah.
And then third, I remember Wes telling, I'm in the lunch line. And you know, you get in the lunch line, you don't really get with your buddies or whatever. It's just whoever is with you is with you. And right. Wes is behind me in the lunch line. Starts telling me a graphic story of how he supposedly, this is like third grade. How he supposedly banged this other retarded chick on a beanbag chair in like 4 seconds while the teacher was out of the room or something.
He talked about fucking the poor big retarded girl.
Which was real weird, and I didn't even know. I didn't know what fucking is.
Like,
I didn't know it could be done in 4 seconds. Now I know, but then.
Now you're well aware. You've beaten that record by 3.5 seconds, actually.
Oh, God. That would be the new record.
So,
all right,
banana bag.
So you've got this horrible skull in front of you in a chair, just a skull in a chair.
Right, he just got done fucking another retarded person on a rascal.
No,
you've got...
So this guy is in the power scooter thing.
Power wheels.
power wheels.
And I assume his wife.
I think you're absolutely right. Wife.
And they're buying a lot of stuff. Sure. And so it's the one lane that's open and they're about to close. And so
now, so far, these sound like Walmart people.
Well, they
not really Target people.
They get a little
Target and Walmart
hotty at the end. So okay. Like,
they make up for it later.
A little hoity-toity. Right.
You get a little Pier One in a second.
Yeah. She goes, you know what she is? A Walmart person who thinks she's a Target person.
Okay.
And that'll come up here.
Okay. A little chip on the shoulder.
Oh, she's, Well, Sarah, take it. You're doing a wonderful job.
All right.
Well, the store's about to close, so the checkout lady, she's hurrying because she's the only lane that's open.
She's got a line behind her.
Sure.
You know, we're waiting.
And
so.
She's not unreasonably hurrying. Mm-mm. We're standing there. She seems like she's doing a good job. Yep. She's talking to the two people.
Oh, yeah. I love a Target employee. Who's always great?
Who doesn't?
Yes.
I don't know. Banana bag. Banana bag.
I don't really know them personally or anything. So no great opinion about them. And so the first sign of irritation that this lady has that's purchasing is mm-hmm. that she takes the plastic bag from the lady from the little stack of plastic bags that they have.
Okay.
And she's like, I'll just put this in a bag. And so
this
she,
is the
like,
customer takes the it customer, from the checker. Yep. Takes her
angrily
own bag.
Demands to bag her own stuff.
Yes. And so she bags some certain, and then they leave.
For those of you scumbums who don't shop at Target, there's no self-checkout either.
No.
This is like a real store.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And so they leave and we check out. We're going out the store. And we're walking to our car.
Wait, before you keep going. So this woman, this bitch, is clearly upset for no reason. So her nice husband apologizes. But he says, thank you, have a nice night, to the checker. And then
compensating.
Yes.
He's like, I know, she's awful.
He really did. He was apologizing without coming out and apologizing.
How do you think I got in this power scooter?
Yeah, he's like, the bitch broke
my spine.
I
broke my
shit wrong.
Broke my spine. I'm a broken man.
So, and then after we went up, she was like, I'm sorry it took me so long. And we both assured her, we were like, not a problem.
Yeah,
we tried to do
fault.
That like reciprocal like eye contact of, we understand. She was a bitch, but we didn't actually say that, but we all three knew.
I think they do that sometimes somewhere. Like you'll be standing in line and the person in front of you is clearly horrible, which I love. Because number one, like you're at Starbucks. You get to watch them be a complete asshole, which is fun because they're like, well, last time I came in, I asked for it hot, and it wasn't hot enough,
right.
And whatever, but then it was too hot.
I said half soy and 1.5 shots of latte.
Yeah.
This wasn't decaf. So I was fucked all day.
You get to watch someone yell, right. And then when you get up there...
You seem like the most awesome
person
in the world.
Yeah, just because you're like, well, I just have my items I'd like to buy.
They give you
like
a discount.
Hot chocolate, whipped cream.
Thank you so much. You're such a good man.
Thank you.
Okay. So she's apologizing to you for a previous customer being a bitch.
Yes. So she's like, I'm sorry that took so long. And we assured her, not a problem.
Yeah, really
so fine. After we got our substantial amount of items bagged.
So you're there for a while.
Right. And then when we go out. So it's keep going.
So you go out the store. You're exiting the store with your substantial amount of items.
Yes.
Okay. We get it. You're rich. All right. Quit rubbing it in. Go on.
I think you're just buying shoes. Anyway.
Shoes. Every day with Alec, it's like, check out my new Air Force Ones.
That's how I talk. I'm only black when it comes to wearing and buying shoes.
And now it's on.
My Michael Jordans! And then I jump, and I look very white. I'm like, look at the bounce I got on this! And then I go up a little bit. I don't even actually get my feet off the ground. My toes are still touching, and Pete's like, yeah, and high-fives me.
Well, what are you going to do? Yeah. And so, then it comes around again. I'm like, I think those shoes are slowing you down, man. You need some new ones.
Pete eggs me on to buy new shoes.
Yeah. Just to see if he'll do it again. I don't know. I got a lot of credit card debt, but you might be right. I might have to jump over like a drawbridge that's separating or something. Okay.
Peter's an enabler.
So bananagrams, you're outside.
Right.
And so we finally walk outside, and the lady and her husband are still right outside the doors.
Okay.
And we're walking towards our car, and all of a sudden I hear, she put my bananas with my pants. And I turn around, and she's reorganizing the bags.
She's
like, the worst thing that she could do is have bananas with her pants. Now, like, she lives probably 5 minutes away, and then she can, like, take them out afterwards.
Right. It couldn't unload them and put them in the correct place. And also, I didn't know that pants were detrimental to bananas or vice versa. I wasn't aware that, like, pants and bananas don't mix.
But so, she was really infuriated.
She was irate.
She's like, I can't believe she put my bananas with my pants.
It was the same thing as if she would have been like, I can't believe she struck my child in the face. Like,
right,
she was just,
right.
She was...
The audacity.
Yeah, hot and bothered.
So we were walking around, and we're trying to go into a different store or something.
And it was closed.
And I was like, okay. If this lady is still out here when we get back, I'm going to go over there and like rebag everything for her.
Yeah, solve her problems.
Yeah.
Solve her life.
Be like, listen, the bananas are not touching pants. Go home.
Grab the bag and just be like, don't you have something better to do with your life?
So just to clarify, so right. She's shopping at a store that sells bananas and pants
right.
at the same store. And then when those are in the same bag to take home for the assuming 10 minutes ride home,
right, you can't.
That's like completely. So instead, she'd rather spend the time putting the bananas with something else, which if they can't be with pants, what the fuck are they going to be with?
And bananas, are like, they're covered. I mean, they have peels.
It's not benign. Like it's like a handful of peanut butter. It's just like flopped in the bag and like. Or you know, you go
I can't
to the,
believe she put my ice cream in my my latte.
And I feel like you go to the grocery store, they overbag.
Yes.
Like you get like a thing of hamburger and they'll put five bags on it because what if it leaks? And I'm right. like, I think I'll be fine.
They put like your bag of bread, which is in a bag, in another bag. And they're like, I want
right.
to. You're like, just put that on the top of other stuff in my bags.
Yeah.
They
separate really. I mean, it's nice when you get home and they're all separated, but it's just.
It's a little bit of a waste.
Yeah.
Well, or like.
But
you
if
get,
anything, they overbag. They do a very
overbag.
Good job of separating.
You would not find your pants and your bananas in the same bag.
We wouldn't walk outside
store.
Target and complain about and start rebagging.
But even at the grocery store where they overbag, they usually don't bag the bananas alone.
Right.
And in theory, a banana, if it was going to affect anything, might affect the flavor of a nice apple or something. I don't think it would. But if anything, it might affect the food before it would affect a pant.
Right, right. And you're not going to wear the pant right after you purchase it. You're not like, well, now I've got to wash it because the banana touched
yeah.
it.
That's the, oh, do you guys, okay, you go to Target, you buy some pants. Do you wash them before you wear them, or do you just wear them? No?
I just wear them.
For a t-shirt, I absolutely just wear it.
Yeah.
I don't buy pants often, but I bet with jeans, I'm sure I would just wear them.
Yeah.
Why not wear them first? You're going to wash
I'll
them
I'll tell
anyway.
You why. One word, millipedes. And a friend who worked at the Gap at the unloading thing.
All right.
And she said, like, probably every 10th box, they would open it, and it would just be full of fucking millipedes.
That is so gross.
I know.
I cannot.
Maybe this woman worked for the Gap, and she met her husband, who was damaged in a Gap accident, and they both got fired, and she knew that pants had millipedes in them,
maybe.
So she thought that the millipedes would get in the
banana. Oh, in the bananas.
Maybe this woman knew that...
What kind of pants do you think these were, based on this woman?
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
For sure.
Aqua sweatpants that are too short and have elastic at the bottom on the ankle?
For sure.
Yeah.
It was probably
to be
pink.
Worn with socks and sandals.
Always angry bitches really love pink.
The color or the line from Victoria's Secret?
Either.
Yeah.
They have to have something written on that.
On the ass.
Hot
juicy.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Now,
I'd like to make a line of those.
Older woman.
I know. And you're like, listen, this is a stretch even if it is actually juicy. So when it's like not juicy, you're really, it pushes my limit. I'm not one to just make a comment, you know, but good God.
You know what I don't care for with those signed with the names or the writing on them is when it says love pink and it's a gray sweatshirt. There's
yeah,
no pink
that's
on
confusing.
It. And now all the girls
it'll
are wearing
love
pink.
It'll just say pink and it'll be blue pants.
It's so confusing to me.
It says a brand. Pink is a brand.
But it's on blue and it's
right.
written in like white.
I mean, I know it's a brand, but they shouldn't name a brand a color and then not make the items that color.
It'd be like if I made a brand called shoes and it was shirts.
Right.
And it just said shoes across the shirt and had no shoe on it.
That's true.
It's crazy.
That's complete
Victoria's Secret
They're
doesn't know what the
at
fuck
me
you're
like
doing.
Prancers.
Well,
prancers?
For answers.
Oh, for answers.
Like
prancers.
A bunch of fucking prancers.
It's like, what does a prancer look like? Are you the prancer?
A reindeer.
Or are we staring?
Is
like
that
Prancer and Dancer are over here fucking looking at me.
They look like Rudolph, but with a less hilarious nose.
That's a very specific insult. I like that. That's a
you prancer.
Holiday specific
Damn you,
insult.
Prancer.
Yeah. You're much more of a Blitzen than a Prancer.
every holiday you insult somebody differently.
Don't give yourself too much credit.
Right before Groundhog
You're no
Day.
Rudolph.
The real Punxsutawney.
Yeah. Why don't you get back in your goddamn cage before we have six more weeks of winter, bitch?
That would be good holiday themed.
Yeah, holiday themed insults.
Yeah.
What are you dressed up as, a fuck?
You're like, you look like a ninja, which means you're someone who doesn't try.
Have
you know when you're a kid, doesn't every kid do three ninja years or something like that?
Yes, yes.
Because no,
they're just like,
three
screw it.
Years.
Yeah, I don't know about that anymore. Do kids still get away with that? Bum?
It's so PC now.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Or zombies. Zombies are probably.
I would dress my kid as a bum for sure. I just dress him in my shittiest clothes.
I think but it would be great because it would be
what you're wearing now.
A top hat opened with a can opener for some reason. They always have like the can opener lines.
So it's like Tiny Tim.
Well, it's just hanging on.
He needs a crutch.
Yeah. Well, the hat's the top is just hanging. It's just fuck it. It's like a loose tooth. Just rip it just off rip and it throw off. It away and start with a new
hat. That's
no
only
one can
in
see.
Movies.
I know, but you can't. If the top of the hat was just gone, no one would know because the top of the hat is like at 7 feet. So only a fucking basketball player would know your hat was fucked up if you just took the thing. But when you leave it flapping, everyone can tell when they walk by.
Maybe that's a symbol of how...
how out of it they are. How much they're just, hey, anybody want this hat? It's got the top ripped off. No one can tell you're a piece of shit. Idiots, these bums. What are they thinking?
They have bum logic.
They need to get some, I need to like teach a class at the rec center of like, get your shit together, bums. 3 credits.
Like, at the rec center?
Yeah. I don't know. Where do bums go?
I don't know where
down
they get
by
credits.
A fountain or something. At the payday loan place.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh my God. Those are always classy people going in there.
Yeah.
With their loans
nice.
At the end of the day. They're always right next to liquor stores too. Strangely
yeah.
enough.
Well, I'd probably. I mean, good God. What are you going to use it for? Rent? What do you care?
You're homeless.
I can't wait 2 days for this. So I might as well use it on booze. So, right. I have great news.
You're pregnant?
Can you hear this?
Yes.
What does it sound like to you? It
sounds like Batman paper.
You've got a good ear.
This is actually, in fact, an email we got from a listener.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, only email. And from now on, this show is banned from your ears unless someone sends us an email. Hey, I think we're going to be on iTunes tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are we going to be the 5th most listened to podcast?
Oh, no, not featured, just existing.
Oh. I was like, how the hell did that happen? But I didn't want to be a dick.
It was, well, okay. So here's the email for today.
No bobblehead for you.
My bobblehead will say fuck adorably.
It just says fuck over
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know what yours has like 5 phrases. Yeah. Mine's like fuck.
I think fucking, it should be fuck. Fucking. And then for every like 400 fucks, it says something else.
Like very
just
long.
So someone's like,
deep.
Oh my yes. God.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Yeah.
My bobblehead will recite with great power becomes great responsibility.
Or just something crazy, you know.
All right. So read the okay. email.
Dear sirs, I'll assume it's also ma'ams, yeah. Yes. Well, I guess this was written pre-ma'ams
on the podcast.
Dear folks.
Howdy.
I have a problem. This is going good already. My girlfriend is a big texter, but I'm not very good at it. It takes me forever! Exclamation point. So it takes him a very long time. It seems like every time she texts, I try to respond, and by the time I do, she's written 3 more and my text doesn't make sense anymore. What should I do? Some jerk from Albuquerque.
Did he sign it some jerk?
Yeah, some jerk from Albuquerque. Nice. I think this, oh. I couldn't spell Albuquerque to know if this is correct.
I'm guessing.
But I'm assuming.
I'm guessing.
He's fucking from there. He should know how to spell it, I would think. If you live
on spell check.
Well, if you can't spell it, you should move.
Or he was just trying to.
Move to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
It's like 3 letters yeah. or something.
Some easy lay
Santa
in Santa
Fe. Is
Fe.
A little
yeah.
That's how I sign it.
Well, everyone knows how to spell Santa.
That's true.
That's an easy
Fe
one.
Is pretty easy,
dear
too.
Santa.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Dear Easy Lay and Santa Fe.
Oh, that would have been better. But probably not an easy lay if you can't text.
That's true.
There's a lot of sexty texty.
That's true.
Action.
It gets pretty hot.
There's a lot of miscommunication with texting, too.
Ah,
though.
That's fair. Do you want to go into that story before we answer?
Do you guys have
easy
a
text-related
story?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We do.
We have lots
well,
of
I hope it's germane to the topic, but go on.
Well, this one isn't so much the time it takes to text, because we both were well aware of the text that we sent and received,
mm-hmm.
but it was the confusion that lied within the content of the text.
All right.
So... Sarah had gone shopping to buy groceries for us. I was at work, working hard, making bacon.
Did you buy any bananas or pants?
I did buy bananas, no pants.
Okay. Do you guys both eat bananas?
She eats them more than me, but I like them all right.
Anyway, I don't know why the fuck I asked that question.
Very fair question.
I got a great question. This is going to turn the show alive.
So, do you both eat bananas?
Yeah, like, do you both or just one? Or?
That can be on your bobblehead also.
So it's two birds and a third. Oh, you know, actually from one of our last shows that I want to be on your bobblehead, what you asked your brother and I, do you shit? I want your bobblehead just to say, do you shit?
I think I asked, do you sleep?
Oh, yeah. Do you sleep?
I assumed you guys shit because otherwise that story must have been really strange.
Because I don't shit anymore. And let me tell you,
what
I'm
is
dying.
He talking about?
So, banana hammock, back to our story.
banana bag.
I wanted to change it.
Okay. Whatever.
I won't change it. I feel bad about that. Banana bag.
Don't use the banana safe word unless you're serious about getting back on topic.
Okay, I apologize. Sarah had gone shopping, and she had texted me something like, well, do you want more than leftovers before lunch? Do you want to wait to come home for lunch until after I get the food?
You can have more than leftovers.
Yeah, so that you can have more than leftovers.
Okay.
We'd had a pretty eventful morning, so I my mind
so
was already
on. So you took this
on.
As a sexy text.
Exactly.
As ooh, maybe for dessert.
That's exactly
sex
100%.
Dessert.
So I thought that Sarah was implying... You want more than leftovers for lunch? And I was like, I'm going to get fucking laid. I'm going to have afternoon delight.
Okay.
So I thought, I'm really hungry, really hungry. Mm-hmm. And I actually had leftovers that were going to be delicious, but I wasn't worried about lunch. I was like, I'm going to go home and get laid. This is going to be great.
Okay.
So I purposely stayed until probably 1:30.
Yeah.
So it was well after I normally go home for lunch. And Sarah texted me, sorry it took so long. I got a lot of food, but you can come home anytime.
Okay, so wait.
Oh!
You're at work waiting for her to text you to say that she's home.
Yes.
But you don't know that's because she's at the store. You think it's because you need to be home because I can't have
laid.
My sex lunch unless you're there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to go home and beat off and then be like, afternoon delight.
Yeah, that'd be a real weird thing to do, but go on.
Hypothetically. All right. So
be like the one lunch a week where I'm like, I think I'm going to go for lunch. Don't ask why.
Do you eat first and beat second, I hope?
Well, I think it just depends.
I think
if I'm desperate enough that I'm going to speed home to beat off, then lunch is kind of a secondary concern.
You don't even worry about eating.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I guess I could eat too long.
You got 3 minutes left, and you're like, I should grab a granola bar.
This is a lunch break, after all.
Put my pants on, wash my hands,
yeah.
Get a Go-Gurt.
Yeah, oh, God.
You don't even have to wash your hands that way.
What would be worse than eating a Go-Gurt while you were jerking off?
No, I'm not too sure.
Eating the semen? I mean...
Yeah, maybe eating a Butterfinger on the shitter or something like that. Yeah, that's true. If you just fill the Go-Gurt... with semen.
Okay.
Banana bag.
This is the topic.
That's true. Well, and
Go-Gurt
but
semen.
Here's the thing that I forgot to say. So when Sarah was like, do you want to come home for more than leftovers?
Uh-huh.
I put yes. Hell yes, in all capital letters.
You're
thinking
like,
I was making
right.
it clear. I was like, oh, I can't fuck. So I was
He's
thinking,
real excited about
excited.
These groceries.
I was
huh?
really pumped. So here's, so you take it from when you...
What were you buying when he was like, yes, hell yes, and you're like...
It was
oh.
actually before I even went to the store. Right. I was just like...
I'll get two things of bread.
And I was like, maybe he wants some milk with his leftovers.
Extra
cereal. We really don't have any leftover groceries.
Right. We were out of food.
I was like, he's really, really fucking excited.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was great.
This.
It was
be
great.
A nice lunch.
I know.
So I get home, and Sarah, I just got done...
You have to talk closer to the microphone.
So I get home.
Okay.
And Sarah is tired. She's like, unpacked the groceries by then.
Okay.
I just got home from work also.
Right. So she's very tired. So I get, handsy. I get pretty romantic. I'm like, hey, baby.
And I'm showing him all of the groceries I got because I thought he's excited. Because
you're like, this is
and
what
about
you were
the
waiting
groceries.
For.
And I'm like, I got milk. I got 2 gallons of milk.
And I'm like,
cheese?
So you're both thinking this is what he's waiting for. And you're thinking this is what she's waiting for.
I was so confused. I was like, we don't have time to fuck around with groceries. We gotta get to fucking. I gotta actually eat after.
He was like, well, don't I get my dessert first? And I was like, what are you talking about? Well, and he shows me the text. I was like, yeah, more than leftovers. Literally more than leftovers. Right. Like a glass of milk.
A
some
more
chips.
Amount of so, stuff than leftovers.
So I'm so confused. I'm like all over and I'm like, well, do I get my dessert first? All sexy like I do.
No, right. Pushing them off. And like, what are you doing? She's I'm tired. I'm in my scrubs.
So we're both like... kind of annoyed with the other one. She's trying to show me these groceries, being like, I bought these for you. We were pumped. I'm like, let's get to fucking.
Right.
And so then,
so
I'm
you're
like, well, why'd you send this?
Tease me.
Yes.
And then you're like,
so
you grocery shopping
tease
me.
And I'm like, look, here's a text. And she's like, yeah, I meant groceries. And I'm like, right. So you were being a wonderful girlfriend, buying groceries, showing me all the delicious things that we have in the house.
Right.
And I'm thinking I'm going to come home and get laid. And you're like, I want to take a goddamn nap.
Yeah.
So needless to say.
I just spent extra time buying groceries because you're so fucking excited. And now it's supposed to be sex too. Really?
God damn it.
So,
and you're like,
tired.
It was very...
I came all the way home.
He's all like, how are you doing? I was like, I'm tired. I just went to the grocery store. He's like, did I get my dessert first?
No. I think I was more, you know, worried about... I was like, oh, I'm sorry you're tired. Well, you know, we'll wake you up. I mean, trying to be like, well, once we start making love, you'll be fine. And you're
right.
Like, oblivious. She's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap soon.
Sure,
I'll
yeah.
Grabbing me from behind. I'm like, and this is where we're keeping the grapes. Like, I don't, it was so bad, like, but I can understand where he was coming
and
from
I could
after
totally, yeah, yeah.
Show,
we actually were very happy that we
laughed,
that
yeah.
We realized that, oh, it was a real miscommunication. It was like a TV show. It was like one of those fake, how could one person think that they're going to get fucked and the other person's thinking she's buying grapes?
It is like an episode of Friends where you're like, really?
That's where texting
no
is
no one just
bad.
Says something?
Right. So
the lesson we learn here.
So shitty lay in Santa Fe.
Texting never works, and then the moment you're in person, things become clear very quickly.
Yes, it is
so
much better.
Do not text.
But I'm kind of like this girl in the question. I text,
text
really
fast.
Yes. But then I get a different thing in my mind that I have to text him about. So I'm like, I'm texting him about one thing, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. And then I'll text him about another thing.
And
then
he's
it's just
halfway
like,
through
it's
the
too
return.
Much, too many texts at once.
Yeah.
I will answer all the so my text will be a book. I'll send her a little like chapter by chapter book. It has paragraphs in it, and it answers each
no
text.
So you text like blasts, and then you text in digest format.
Yes.
Where you're like summarizing everything you said and responding to
that's
each in turn.
So perfectly put. Mm. It's so great because I can get the text and read it while I'm still answering the first and second text.
Right.
So I'm like, now I incorporate that and integrate it into my retext, my third text.
Right.
So.
But I have a bunch of, I have two young friends. One's 19, one's 18 and 19 year olds. And they text so fast.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's hard for me to catch up. And when I do, when I want to read the text that just got sent so I can add to my text, I always delete the text that I had started.
Right,
and
right.
I'm like, so I just stick with the laugh out loud smiley face.
Yeah.
I always, that's just.
That's what you have to resort to because eventually you're like, I don't even fucking know what to say. Like, there's too much going on. And
it's something about.
You wrote this like really eloquent, fantastic text.
Yeah.
It's like a really long one. With Sarah, I'll write a romantic text. And then when you accidentally delete it, you're like, God damn it. And you're like, have a nice day. You send one. You're like, well, that's done. That's dead.
LMAFS off or whatever.
AOL.
This is, you know, the downside of this is I think this is causing a lot of people to think they're a lot fucking funnier than they are because they're like, oh, I said the funniest text. And it's like, no, we're pretty much just trying to get you to shut the fuck up for 2 seconds.
I just love when people call me out for LOL. I'll put LOL and they're like, you didn't really laugh out loud. And I'm like,
God damn it.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't
laugh out loud at what you said.
So
thanks for bringing it up for all of us.
Well, it's not like we have any other abbreviations for slight chuckle or partial smile.
I see what you're going for there, though it didn't really do anything for me, but thanks for the effort.
Nice try.
Right.
L.
Amusement.
Yeah.
Like
slight, medium happy with it.
We should make up things like slight chuckle. S-C.
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 T-A, try again.
F-O, fuck off. You know what? I actually am just comfortable typing fuck off. I think that doesn't need to be abbreviated.
Unless you have T9, which does not.
Oh, my
T9.
T9, okay, T9
is that
predictive
the same
text.
As D9?
Like Word?
District 9?
No, it's not the movie that was from New Zealand that was about aliens. But
your phone isn't.
Well, my phone is, so this is going to be complicated.
Go on.
All right, so no.
T2.
Banana hammock.
We're at T9.
Banana boat bag. We went from something.
Banana sack.
So we had the T100.
And then the T1000.
And then the T9.
T800 was the first one. Come on, man.
So yours times like 100 is like a Terminator.
Right. So my phone becomes a Terminator and kills Sarah Connor and that fucking annoying kid, John Connor.
Edward.
And they're nerds.
Furlong? Is that his
Furlong,
name?
Furlong, yeah.
Okay, he wasn't. So anyway, T9, predictive text. So what it does is it sets the words that you're trying to think of for you, and it goes faster, which is helpful, but you can't swear.
Yeah.
It doesn't have swearing, and I don't know how to save.
Or the word panda.
Yes, it doesn't have panda.
What does it think panda is?
It's something anything, else. And like Marley. Marley, it's Naplu.
Yes, our dog's name was Marley. No, but it's our dog's name now, Naplu, because I'm not going to type out M-A-R-L-E-Y. It just
predicts
Naplu.
Why does it change it if it doesn't even know a word?
That's a great question.
Can I tell you guys a real bad one?
Yes.
So I was texting this young lady quite a bit, you know, because we were in our courting phase when you just like, I'll do anything, even text. Her name was Heather.
Which you never do.
And my old phone had the predictive text, which I turned off because every time I typed Heather, it typed heavier.
Yes. Yes.
What the fuck?
I love you, heavier.
Yeah.
You looked beautiful today, heavier.
Yeah. You looked beautiful today, heavier. That's a really nice thing to say to somebody.
I think you're so sexy, heavier. I loved fucking you last night, heavier.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later, heavier. That one's not so personally insulting, but worrisome.
Listen, Fatty Arbuckle, I love you.
That's what I was like, why not just change Heather to fat piece of shit? And then I can be like, whoa, my phone is really out of control, not just like a accidental. And, you know, I was always afraid because I'd text and then I'd be like, wait a second, this changed it, you know? But I was like, what if I just hit send?
Yes. You have one time of that, then you're not courting anymore.
Yeah. I'd rather just have a bizarre misspelled word. I don't care if I spell anaphylactic shock correctly. Right. I'd rather just have it be wrong and never
accidentally
tell
call
a woman,
your girlfriend Fatty McFat.
right. Fuckface McShit. Just goes right into her thing. Or, you know, why not just change the whole text to, like, you're a bitch, white power, bye.
Right. You're white power.
I don't know.
That's a good way to end the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that we've ended on our note of, you know, our continued support of white power.
The Aryan Nation.
Well, we like to keep the message alive. Not a lot of me. Okay.
This
is not a white power show.
No.
We're not powerful at all. Well, do you guys have any final words of advice related to texting or life?
Make sure that when you think you're going to get laid at lunch, if you're going to wait until 2:30 or 3 to go home for it, that you're absolutely 100% positive you're going to.
Okay. Lock it down. Lock down the sex. Make sure it's happening.
Be like, yes, hell yes, parentheses, we are going to fuck when I get home.
Right? Okay.
Make sure.
When you text.
Yes.
Be very clear. Yeah. Clear, concise text.
You want to make sure.
Very good. Sarah?
I just agreed with Alec.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Well, thanks for being on the show today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Don't forget, helpfulsnowman.com, facebook.com/helpfulsnowman, twitter.com/, it's all good. Everything on there is good. Just find someone you like. See you later.